Hello, this is Jean MacDonald, the Midlife Midwife. And today I want to share with you a talk which I did this morning to a group of dynamic business women. And it went so well, I thought I'll make a video of it for you. And the subject was an idea whose time has come. And I started by asking the question, who here has heard of the term midlife woman? And the majority put their hands up. I then said, well, when did you first hear of it? Or first hear the term? And some said a few weeks ago, a few months ago, some said a year or two ago. Well, in my case, I first came across the term when I read this book by Marianne Williamson called The Age of Miracles, and the subtitle is Embracing the New Midlife. And this idea at that stage was virtually unknown, but it has caught on amazingly the last 15 years or so, I suppose it is. And I inadvertently contributed to the thread of this word by my own book, which is called Love, Sex and the Midlife Woman. So if we see how far we've come in that time, it reminds me of a quotation by Victor Hugo. He's the same person who wrote Les Miserables, but he did a lot of other things as well. And the quotation, I want to get it right because it's translated from the French. What he said was, nothing else in the world, not all the armies, is so powerful as to exceed the power of an idea whose time has come. It's often shortened these days to saying, nothing is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. But it is a very interesting idea. And I want to say that in the 15 years or so since Marianne published her book, we can see that the midlife woman has become an idea which is really catching on. So what is this idea? Well, the best way I can illustrate is to show the emergence of midlife woman through the women's life journey. And it started off with a young adult woman doing the things that she did, but looking forward to the prospect of becoming the next stage was a middle-aged woman. Let me tell you about my Auntie Elsa. She's dead now, so she won't be offended. But when she was in her 50s and I was in my 20s, when we went out to a restaurant, from time to time, she would pull out her compacts and check her makeup, hair, things like that. I didn't think anything of the time, but later on, I realized that what she was doing is she was reassuring herself that she was stemming off the advanced in years towards being a middle-aged woman. I'd like to think that things have moved on, but women aren't so anxious because what's happened with this midlife woman concept is that it opened a window between being a young woman and being a middle-aged woman, and 20, 30, 40 years maybe, where one's no longer competing with younger women, but one isn't a middle-aged woman either. And so one has an opportunity to reinvent oneself as a new, powerful, successful woman in your own right, doing your own thing. And there are now plenty of examples around, as you'll see, and we'll talk about. But the thing is, this is an opportunity. It doesn't happen on its own. Okay, the years will pass and you'll no longer be a younger woman, but some women don't take advantage of that opportunity and go into some form of hiding. Now, I'm happy to say that this group of women I talked to were not like that. They were running their own business or their own charitable venture and doing something useful in the world and feeling satisfaction from doing that. But let's see how far we've come in these 15 years. Not only are the vibrant business networking groups, mostly women's groups, all over the country, probably all over the world, but women are much more open about the issues that they face, whether they're talking about discrimination in their careers, sexual harassment at work, or bullying at home, childcare needs. Even the menopause has reached the media. It's now discussed in the media. And all that was impossible to think of 15 years ago. So women are speaking up for themselves and for things that are wrong in our society. and they're led by older women, women who are midlife and beyond. So let's go back to the women who are starting on what I call the midlife transition, and see if you can recognize some of the signs of the first stages of this midlife transition, because this is where they critically need help, as I think you'll agree. I mean, they starts with a feeling of some dissatisfaction, and feeling that they're not so in control of their lives. I mean, they have up till there followed a familiar pattern of building a home, looking after a family, managing a job, managing a partner. And all those things they probably did pretty successfully. But now things aren't going quite so smoothly. And their things are starting to change, and the woman's expectations are starting to change. Firstly, the home is as good as she wants it to be, probably. It could always be improved, but let's say she's done her job of building the home for the children who are now growing up, and the prospect of them leaving home is imminent if they haven't left already. Then the job that she was doing no longer satisfies her. It probably never did satisfy her, but she was happy to do it because of its contribution to paying the bills. And then the partner, well, midlife men go through their own issues and they can become a bit unpredictable. All sorts of things can happen. And for the woman, she feels that the security that she had in the relationship before is no longer there. She doesn't know what the future of the relationship is. So for all these reasons, women are beginning to see their lives as they knew them and as they were happy with them start to fall apart. And the biggest thing, of course, is her body, because that is just giving her time signal that time is marching on. And so her general dissatisfaction with the way life is going is quite understandable. But she wonders, what does the future hold? And can she cope with an uncertain future if things get worse? Because if you don't know what's happening, it can be worrying and even frightening, and often leads to isolation, because the woman feels it's her fault. She's the only one who's having these difficulties, and she hasn't got the words to explain it to someone else, not easily. And so she tends to keep it to herself. And what often happens, it brings on minor ailments. So she ends up at doctors, and the doctor usually ends up prescribing antidepressants or something like that, which doesn't really help long term. So would you agree, based upon either your own experience or people you know, that this sort of situation holds good at this time of the midlife transition? Well, the good news is women are tough. They will get through it. They always do, even if they fear that they might not. But it doesn't have to be so hard if they knew what was going on and all the other things that we can hopefully help them with. And I said it's only an opportunity to change. So without encouragement, they can easily withdraw from life and go into some form of hiding, usually behind the meeting the needs of other people. So to help women going through that transition, I felt that something else was needed besides my book. And so we started the new Midlife Women community on Facebook. And that has grown to the point now where we have moved from social media onto our own website and rechristened ourselves the Midlife Butterfly Club. And the choice of those words obviously relates to the fact that a caterpillar goes from being a caterpillar through the chrysalis stage to become a butterfly. The chrysalis stage is uncomfortable, but it has a beautiful outcome. And we feel that for midlife women, that's a very similar situation. So what we do is three things. Firstly, inform. You might use the word educate, but that's a bit patronizing. Inform midlife women about what's going on in their life, the transition, and to some extent, encourage them to get, that we'll get through it. The second thing is we have experts in the club who are in certain experts in particular areas that are predictable problems for midlife women. And so they can provide guidance on the kind of steps that you can sensibly take in order to deal with those barriers and get around them or over them. And the third thing is inspiration. And I'm particularly proud of the fact that we interview a lot of women who've been through their midlife transition often in circumstances are quite dreadful. But the main thing is, for a woman hearing that that story, it gives her the belief, well, if she can get through that, perhaps there's hope for me. And so that is a very valuable message. I'm sure you'll agree. And the main thing, as I mentioned, we have our own magazine, online magazine, and we do short articles, short videos. The interviews are a bit longer, but they're audio only, which they can, the woman can download on onto her phone and listen to through her earphones while she's doing other things. Once again, midlife women, the busiest people on the planet, so we have to make things bite-sized for them. Later on, they get more depth, but at the outset, just small bite-sized is enough to help them, to give them this hope and encouragement for the future. Now, the six areas I mentioned, predictable areas, are things like health and wellness, and that's not just dealing with the menopause, but also replacing in one's body the things that one has lost that used to take care of us before without us having to do anything about it. Now we have to take conscious efforts to put those things into our body. Money and finance. Most women recognize that sooner or later they're going to have to fend for themselves. And unless they've got a means of generating their own money, they could find themselves in a difficult situation later in life, particularly when they want to give up work. The third area is love and intimacy. It's very important for women to have a platform of love in whatever form is right for them. But it doesn't have to be the traditional one with a male partner, if that's not, doesn't suit them. And if it does, then they have to make sure it's with the right male partner. They need to take a relationship or create a relationship that's right for them. The next area is confidence and self-esteem or self-image. Many women's confidence has taken a battering during their earlier life, and they feel, do they have a role? They do, of course, and we help them to regain that confidence. The next one is friends and family, and this is a complicated area because it's involved with obligation and love. I'll tell you about my sister-in-law. She used to travel from where she lived in Sussex, 300 miles into Yorkshire, to take her parents shopping, and probably for doctor's appointments and a few other things like that. But the main thing was that they, although they had paid taxes and community charge all their lives, they didn't really want to be a burden to social services. So my sister-in-law felt the obligation to travel up every week to do this for them, and out of love, of course. But is this really the right thing, the use of her energy? Instead, she could have organized social services to do what needed to be done and operate from a distance without having to take on that obligation. And these are the kind of things which at least we would like to be women thinking about and discussing so that they can make sure that they take care of their friends and family, but not at the cost of their own themselves. And the final area is called passion and purpose. Most midlife women want to do something useful with the second half of their lives. And if they can find something that's a real purpose and gives them a passion, there's no stopping them. So we help them to find that purpose and passion as part of what we do in the Midlife Butterfly Club. So that's the range of things that we're trying to do, that we are doing within the Butterfly Club. But we need your assistance. We need ambassadors to spread the word to women who are coming into this stage of their life, and directing them to our free magazine online so that they can start to engage with the information that we have available for them to give them that hope and belief that they're not on their own and that there is going to be a glorious outcome. So what I would like to suggest is that you yourself visit the magazine, have a look at it, and then you can become still the member of the club at no cost. And that will give you an opportunity to really get familiar with what we're doing so that you can talk to midlife women who you encounter or anyone else who you think would find it helpful, knowing what it's all about. So you can find the link to do that on the accompanying email if you're listening to the video. But I'll tell you what it is. It's www.midlifebutterflyclub.org. It's as simple as that. Or you can Google Midlife Butterfly Club and you'll get sent there. So one way or another, I hope we'll see you on the website. I hope we'll see you in the membership. And I'm sure if you've found what I've had to say interesting and relevant, you'll agree that the midlife woman is an idea whose time has come, and about time, if I may say so. And the more we can help and support women going through that so that they can take advantage of their personal opportunity, the better. So I hope you found that helpful, interesting, and relevant to the way things are. So this is Jean MacDonald, the Midlife Midwife, signing off for now. Bye.